The Traveler's Journal, November 8th. Evaluating plastic protection. Many people assume that paying with a credit card provides some recourse against transactions that go wrong. That's true, but only to a degree. While credit cards do offer valuable consumer protection, they don't cover everything. Here are some quick details. In general, card companies can do something about matters such as billing errors and unauthorized use, as well as misrepresentation or fraud. If a merchant falsely describes an item or ships one that's different from the one you bought, they may be able to help you get some satisfaction. But documentation is necessary. Without the details in writing, getting the law on your side can be hard. So in addition to a sales price on the receipt, have the merchant list definable characteristics of the goods you're purchasing. On big-ticket items, ask the store manager to sign and date the receipt. If the store has a refund policy, get that in writing, as well as any certificates of authenticity. Never ship these papers with the item, since you'll need them if there are any delivery problems. But know that card companies can't do much if merchants have a no-return policy or local laws don't require refunds. Ditto for shoddy craftsmanship or shoppers who simply overpaid and have regrets later. If a problem arises, you must first try to settle it with the merchant, including making the goods available for return. If that doesn't work, turn the matter over to the credit card company. But you have to file your complaint within 60 days of when they mailed the statement to you. But be persistent. The first time around, many banks erroneously dismiss disputes for purchases made overseas. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.